there were those lines written on the wall of the concentration camp that said, "I believe in the sun even when it is not shining. I believe in love even when I feel it not. I believe in God even when he is silent." And the transfiguration takes place on our Lord's journey to Jerusalem. He takes the apostles up a high mountain before his crucifixion. He's on the way to crucifixion. And he takes them up and is transfigured. And St. Thomas Aquinas says that Christ manifests his glory because the apostles are going to walk an arduous path, a difficult path. And he wants to give them a sense of the goal. Okay? The transfiguration is like coming attractions. It's a preview of the resurrection because they're going to face trials. Okay? Like we say, in life, sickness, suffering, and death afflict us, but God gives us a glimpse of the goal. God takes us up the mountain, and he promises to configure us and those we love to that glory, to that transfiguration on the mountain. Okay. There's that short story by Franz Kafka, Metamorphosis. Franz Kafka was an atheist, and in the main character in that story, Gregor Samsor, wakes up one day and finds himself transformed into a huge cockroach. And he says he felt good for nothing but to be swept under the rug. Okay? Like, it's possible to be transformed downward, but that gospel tells us that we have the potential to be transformed upward toward God, toward the angels, to be taken up into divinity. We can live at the level of an insect if we underuse the gifts that God has given us. Like we say, to those who don't know the goal, life is a road nowhere. They say if you don't know where you're going, any road will do. But the gospel of the Transfiguration reminds us of where we are all going. It's been said of that gospel, all heaven breaks loose in today's gospel. So while the natural tendency is downward, but the supernatural tendency is to be taken up. Without God, life is a tale told by an idiot. It's absurd. As we say, with God, we know our dignity and our destiny. It's been said that when we lose our sense of God, we lose our sense of man. When we lose our sense of who God is, we lose our sense of the dignity of each other. And so in the Transfiguration, we see the dignity of each person. We see the destiny of each person. And they say people find their encounter with God in different places. Some actually climb mountains to find God. They find God in nature. Psychology talks about peak experiences when we understand it, when we get it. For us, we encounter God above all at Mass. They say earth touches heaven. Earth meets heaven at the Mass. We say the veil is very thin. It's interesting, we have a veil over the tabernacle. Okay, and that veil represents faith. Because when we look at the Holy Eucharist, we see bread. When the angels and saints look at the Holy Eucharist, they see Jesus Christ. Okay? So you and I are under a veil, the veil of faith. Okay? Well, one day the veil is removed. Okay? Sometimes the veil is very thin. But certain times the veil is very heavy. On Good Friday, the curtain was very heavy. But that's the time when God is strengthening our hope. God is making us stronger. And prayer is a climb up the mountain. Prayer is going up the mountains. It's taking the time. But prayer, we always must return down the mountain. We can't stay up on top of the mountain. We have to go back to the world, as the apostles did. So it's kind of that movement of prayer is to go up the mountain, but then to return to the world. It's always a stepping away. Like some people say, my work is my prayer. Well, people who say my work is my prayer don't pray, because we have to step away in order to pray. We need to take the time to encounter God, to let God invade our souls so that we can return to the world and bring that transfigured image to others, lead others to share. And that's, like we say, that's the dynamic of prayer. And they say life is a tapestry woven of joys and sorrows, rich joys and deep sorrows. St. Ignatius's advice during the ups and downs of life, he says, in consolation, be hopeful. No, in consolation, be humble. In desolation, be hopeful. Okay? Humility in consolation, hope in desolation. That kind of evens up the ride from being too much of a roller coaster. See, life is like a needlework pattern. But unfortunately, on a needlework pattern, when you look at the backside of a needlework pattern, all you see is the loose ends. You don't see the whole pattern. But sometimes God gives us a glimpse of that pattern that He has, that from His perspective, from the perspective of eternity rather than the perspective of time. Those are the times when we get it. Those are our transfigured experiences. When we understand how God is working through the sorrows, through the difficult times. Like we say, one day the veil is removed, and we'll understand why everything went as it did. Because God's purposes were to complete this tapestry of joys and sorrows, rich joys and deep sorrows. And ultimately, the intensity of the next world shines through this world. That's when we understand it. We understand that the invisible world, in those transfiguration experiences, we understand the invisible world is more real than the visible world. And what we now hope for will one day be reality.